Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Thank you guys for hitting that download button this week. We are going to be doing episode 4 of the Big Fat Geeky News. Big Fat Geeky News this week. We're going to cover everything that's going on in the geek universe. But first, we got to take care of a little business. So to those of you who are already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. If you're not already a supporter and you'd like to help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description or visit anchor.fm/fatgeekyreviews to become a monthly supporter. This week, guys, we are going to dive deep into the world of DC Comics, mostly. Not a lot of Marvel news out there this week. Marvel's kind of keeping on the down low, but DC is throwing everything at us, from Joker casting news to the DC Universe app and everything that they threw at us a couple days ago. You know, we're going to talk about Titans. We're going to talk about Doom Patrol. We're going to talk about just everything that's going on in the world of geek this week. And, man, I'm excited about it. So let's go ahead and get started. So as you guys, I don't know if you guys are keeping an eye on the tabloids, but we all know that this Joker movie that is going to be starring Joaquin Phoenix is going to be starting filming in the next couple of weeks. There was some huge casting news earlier this week when they said that Alec Baldwin had been cast to play Thomas Wayne. And then he came out and said that no, he didn't want to do it after all. You know, but the fact that Thomas Wayne is a character in the Joker movie, you know, it just makes you wonder about what the script is going to be. Does that mean Bruce Wayne is in it? Does that mean it's a prequel to, you know, Batman? Does this mean it's like, you know, Flashpoint Batman? Like, what is going on? So, but Thomas Wayne is definitely a character in the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie. We just don't know to what capacity yet. If I had to take a guess, though, I would imagine that it's going to be more of a flashback type of scene. I don't think they're going to do a Joker without Batman. I don't think you can. However, they are making that Joker movie, so I don't really know what the script is or what's going on, but Thomas Wayne is definitely a character, and you know, I'm pretty excited about it, to be honest with you. I want to know more. I want that information in my life, so can't wait for that. That's going to be so amazing, and hopefully it's good. I mean, I want to see the movie. You have my money. Here's all my dough right now. Have my money. Make me a movie. So let's stay on the Batman front here. Also in the news, we heard that Ben Affleck, is going to rehab again. He's going to rehab for his alcoholism. It looks like his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, had a intervention for him and is sending him off to rehab, once again. He's been in rehab before for alcoholism, and it looks like he's kind of jumped off the wagon a little bit. We don't know what this means for Matt Reeves's anyway, the movie he's making is The Batman, or he's writing the script for that. The script is not done yet. It has not been turned in to Warner Brothers yet, but from what I understand, Ben Affleck is still involved, possibly to still play Batman. There was a little bit of rumor, a little bit of fake news. There was a little bit of fake news out there that that there was another person cast in the role of Batman, and it was immediately declined. So yeah. So as far as we know, Ben Affleck is still attached to it, but we don't know what his rehab. Obviously, even the script's not even done yet, so obviously they haven't even started pre-production on the movie. Without a script, you can't really do much. So I imagine if they're going to shoot for a 2019 release of a Batman movie, they better get pre-production started now. So hopefully we'll hear some more on that in the coming weeks. You know, one other thing I'm really excited about is the DC Universe streaming service. If you guys haven't gotten a chance to watch the live stream that was hosted by Kevin Smith, it was done on YouTube. It's definitely on YouTube. You can watch it. I think it was also done through Facebook. But it's about 3 hours long, and they talk about basically all the stuff that's going to be on this DC Universe app, and they, you know, they had the little surprise guests and stuff like that. They had Jim Lee on there, who's now the chief creative officer for DC Comics, and wow, this app, I'm telling you guys, it's going to be amazing. For me, it's probably going to replace, I have both Netflix and Hulu right now, and I'm probably going to replace one with the DC Universe app. I mean, I'm going to have to. I'm not going to be able to afford all these different streaming services if that's what I'm going to have to pay. But luckily, this streaming service is going to be super cheap. You can pre-order it now for $75, and you get 3 months free. So basically, you get it for $5.99 a month. You basically get this app. And that's awesome. I'm going to be watching it through my television. Because I think it's going to have an Apple TV app. So I'll be watching it on Apple TV. But, and it's going to go live on Batman Day. They announced the go live date, and it's going to be on Batman Day on September 15th, which is coming up soon. As I'm recording this podcast, it is September 1st. So I got 2 weeks, and I'm going to be diving into the world of DC Comics and downloading comics to read and watching my old favorite shows. I'll probably start with Batman the Animated Series, just because that's what I grew up watching. I'll probably watch that. I'll probably watch maybe Superman the Animated Series, watch a few DC animated films because they are awesome. Obviously Young Justice Outsiders. I don't know if that's going to debut right away. They didn't really say. Or if they're going to release like an episode at a time. I know for Titans is not coming out until October. I think they said they're going to debut the first episode of Titans at New York Comic Con. And then on October 12th, I think they said, the Titans show will debut on the DC Universe streaming app. And they're going to be releasing one episode at a time. They're not going to dump, you know, all 12 episodes on us at once so we can binge watch it, unfortunately. But that's perfect for me, because then I get to make a podcast or a YouTube video about each episode. So I'm excited that they're kind of staggering it to kind of make it last longer, more anticipation. And I'm super excited about it. So I can't wait. But I think they said October 12th is when Titans will debut. We do not have a debut date for Doom Patrol, although they are currently filming Doom Patrol, because on the internet, good old internet, there were some set photos leaked of the Doom Patrol characters, and we saw Negative Man, we saw Robot Man, we saw Elastigirl, and I can't hold back my joy of how comic book accurate Negative Man and Robot Man look. And we know from my episode last week that Brendan Fraser is going to voice Robot Man, but it looks like there's an actor in a suit playing him. It looks like they're probably gonna voice over the character. So but still super cool. The set photos look fantastic. They look so comic accurate. Unlike with Titans does not look comic accurate, except for Robin. Robin doesn't really look comic. Hawk and Dove look comic accurate, but you know, but to each their own. It's gonna be cool. So I can't wait for that. Also on the DC streaming service app, they're gonna have all of my old favorite shows. They're gonna have Lois and Clark, Adventures of Superman. So even when I get the app in 2 weeks, there's still gonna be so much to watch that it's just amazing. Before I know it, Titans will be out and I'll be podcasting about it. So it's gonna be really cool. In other geek news this week, we have heard a little bit more rumors about stuff going on with Star Wars. It's a little bit of casting news with Star Wars. I haven't really talked about Star Wars a lot. I've talked about Star Trek on the podcast. We've talked about comic books, but I'm also, once again, a huge Star Trek or Star Wars fan, as well as a Star Trek fan. And a little bit of casting news there. Doctor Who, Matt Smith, has been casted in a role. And the internet is freaking out, of course. An unknown role for Matt Smith, who was, of course, Doctor Who at one point in his career. So really excited to see episode 9 coming together. We know that the cast is absolutely stacked already, and then to bring in an actor of the caliber of Matt Smith in an unknown role is just adding pieces to the puzzle, which is amazing. So I'm glad J.J. Abrams is coming back to do episode 9. I did enjoy The Last Jedi, not as much as I thought I would, but I did enjoy it, and a lot of people were upset with the Luke Skywalker character. I wasn't. I wasn't upset with the Luke Skywalker character at all, because in The Last Jedi, Luke was who I thought Luke would be. He definitely played Luke the same as he played him in the first trilogy. And he's not the most confident Jedi. He doubts himself, and he's always been that way. And I thought, to continue that, people want to think that that Luke Skywalker is like the super master Jedi. Well, he's the last Jedi. You know, he was the last Jedi in Return of the Jedi. There was no other Jedi. It was only him, and a lot of people think it's like, oh, he should be the Master Jedi. Well, he never really got trained as a Jedi. He got trained a little bit. He got trained by Obi-Wan for a little tiny bit, and then, of course, Yoda, but then that was it. He got, like, 3 days of training as a Jedi, and then he's expected to be, like, this super Master Jedi? Like, No, so I didn't have an issue with Mark Hamill's character or performance of Luke in The Last Jedi. I thought it was spot on, actually. So, but we know that he is returning for episode 9. We don't know in what capacity yet, but I can't wait for it. It's going to be really cool, and I will be in theaters watching episode 9 to see... hopefully not the last Jedi movie, or the last Star Wars movie. Really, there's so much to talk about with the DC, streaming service app that, I don't want to bore you guys. All I can say is go ahead and check it out and just... have fun with it, you know. Relive your childhood a little bit. If you're in my generation, late 80s, early 90s kid, you're gonna enjoy this app more than you know, and it's gonna be reliving some fond memories, and then also being able to see the characters that you know, we love, you know, evolve over time. And the fact that we're getting a whole channel, a whole streaming service dedicated to comics is mind-blowing. You know, I never would have thought about this when I was a kid, you know. I would always have to wait a week to see my favorite cartoon character, you know, my favorite cartoon show. But now they're putting them all in one place. They're putting all my movies in one place. They're putting comic books on my TV for me to read each and every single week. I can click on Action Comics number one and read Action Comics number one on the big screen. It's going to be amazing. And I hope that as a DC Comics fan, if you're listening to this, that you take my word for it and make sure that you pre-order that app, because it's going to be so worth it to you in the end. Okay, so guys, that's really all I have for this podcast. I will do another episode very, very soon, hopefully doing a review of something, you know, take a break from the Big Fat Geeky News. Even though I enjoy the Big Fat Geeky News, I'm kind of just waiting for content to come out. It's really nothing coming out until Venom comes out in October. But go ahead and head over to my YouTube channel. I dropped a new video today. Really talking about the same stuff we talked about today, but I reviewed a clip from Young Justice Outsiders, which is going to be on the DC streaming service app. So go check that out. And then I talked about DC streaming service app a little bit, and then reviewed some of the promo pictures of Robin and Beast Boy and Starfire and Raven. So go find that video on my YouTube channel, Fat Geeky Reviews. And then don't forget to give me a like, a share, and a subscribe. And then, again, for this podcast, if you're listening to it on Apple iTunes, go ahead and give me a 5-star rating and leave a comment. And that really helps me out. And then, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, if you can do anything to help me out the most, would be to support the podcast by clicking the link in the description, or going to anchor.fm/fatgeekyreviews to become a monthly supporter. Guys, just 99 cents. 99 cents a month. You know, if you stop drinking one soda pop a month and help me support my podcast, I can create more content for you guys. It gives me a reason to keep doing it, even though I love doing it. It really would mean a lot to me for any type of support that I can get. Of course, I'm not going to disown you if you don't support my podcast, but it does help me out, and of course they'll continue to be free even if you decide not to support. But that's okay. I'm glad to make free content for you guys to listen to every single week and to watch on YouTube. And this is super fun for me, and I really appreciate everything you guys do. Once again, I am Brendan with Fat Geeky Reviews, and that's it for the geek.